I'm John Osier with a kicking off the regular season issue of the Ozone Mailbag. Now, Matt from Crescent City, Florida writes, John, help me out here. Will Blaine Gabbert start on Sunday or not? Matt, at this point, midweek before the season opener, it's hard to say. Gabbert was named the starter 2 weeks ago, but because of a sprained thumb midway through preseason, he didn't return to practice until Monday. This is probably going to be an uncertainty all week, and it's going to come down to confidence and, really, Gabbert's pain tolerance. Now, Alex from Sunrise, Florida writes, I saw where Gabbert's status for Sunday could come down to pain tolerance. What's your level of pain tolerance? Not much. Now, Franklin from Indianapolis, Indiana writes, John, so much talk about Maurice Jones-Drew in the offseason. What's his status now? Well, Jones-Drew played in preseason week 2 and week 3 and played about a series in each game. His sprained foot looked fine, and the question now is conditioning. Is he where he wants to be? Is he where he needs to be? We'll see Sunday, and if Jones-Drew isn't 100%, the guess here is he'll be close enough. Howard from Bangor, Maine writes, John, I admire your work and figure you too must love great sports writing. Do you have a sports writer that you admire who, I don't know, changed your perspective on your profession? Yes. Warren from Merritt Island, Florida writes, John, what's the most important position, outside of quarterback, of course, for the Jaguars this season? Well, no position is set on a building team like this one, but on paper, the offensive line should be relatively close. The addition of Luke Jokel is supposed to shore up this unit, which is supposed to give whoever is playing quarterback ample time to throw. That hasn't happened enough lately. And if it happens this season, the Jaguars' offense could get out of that lower echelon. Now, Peter from Ponte Vedra, Florida writes, John, do you ever wear bunny ears? Well, just for fun? No. Okay, well, yeah. Now, Miles from Jacksonville Beach, Florida writes, John, 7 players signed off waivers. 7. Do we really need these cast-offs? Are they going to help? Well, the Jaguars do think the guys claim Sunday will help. Most will contribute quickly on special teams. Players such as DJ Williams and Clay Harbor provide flexibility at tight end. And the Jaguars were surprised wide receiver Stephen Burton was available. Winston Guy can play special teams and fit into Gus Bradley's defense at safety. These guys aren't fillers. They'll be around for a while. Now, Klaus from Hamburg, Germany writes, how much will the Jaguars miss Justin Blackmon early? Well, they'll miss him for sure. Blackmon was playing well in training camp and showed more improvement during the preseason than I thought he would in year 2. He was impressive and seemed to be getting open more easily than early last season. The good news for the Jaguars is his absence doesn't have to ruin the offense. Jones-Drew is back, and Cecil Shorts III is maybe the team's best player in the offseason. He'll need to live up to that in September with Blackmon out. Now, Mark from Orlando writes, John, what gives? You go through the whole offseason and do what, 2, 3, 4 mailbags? You get us looking for these ridiculous videos and leave us hanging for months? What up? I want my mailbags! Well, we here at Jaguars.com do apologize for a notable lack of offseason mailbags. We started the offseason fast, mailbagging in January from the Senior Bowl, where we got quite a bit accomplished before running afoul of the law. We mailbagged too from the Combine in February, weathering difficult Midwest conditions before documenting the Ozone's efforts to impress Gus Bradley and Dave Caldwell with his athleticism. The rest of the offseason wasn't without mailbag moments, from my recovery from my post-Combine workout to an offseason day in the life of the Ozone. Still, as the season approached, important questions needed to be asked. Who would start at quarterback? Tastes great or less filling? Ginger or Marianne? But mostly we wondered, should we continue in this vein? We at Jaguars Media, after all, don't have it easy. Competing as we do with the sneaky grin of this guy, the constant presence of this guy, and the legacy of this guy. Then there's the matter of the headwear of this guy, and this guy. The still unknown identities of this guy, and disturbingly, the voracious appetite of this guy. In the end, as you probably can tell by now, we decided to sally forth with the mailbag. You only go around this crazy world once, after all, and it's best to savor every moment. Because as we've learned in recent months, you really never know when you might disappear, never to be seen again.